Test 64, Section 3, Question 15. And here we're looking to weaken the argument, so we want to know what'll hurt it. And it says that these short-sighted motorists learn the hard way about the wisdom of preventative maintenance. Such maintenance almost always pays off in the long run, so it's worth it to do maintenance on your car. Usually short-sighted city councils should be praised for using similar wisdom when they hired a long-term economic development advisor. So we should praise the city council for hiring a long-term economic advisor. In hiring this advisor, the council made an investment that is likely to have a big payoff in several years. So made an investment that's going to pay off in several years. Other cities in this region that have devoted resources to economic development planning have earned large returns on such an investment. Other cities have done the same. Now, the basic structure of this argument is that the conclusion is that the city council is wise for hiring a long-term economic development advisor. And the evidence is other cities around, when they've devoted to resources, it's paid off. So this is an argument sort of from comparison by saying that because it's helped other cities, therefore it's going to help ours as well. And anytime you have an argument from comparison, one way to weaken it is to say that there's a difference between the things being compared. So I'd watch for something like that. So A, even some cars that receive regular preventative maintenance break down, requiring costly repairs. Well, that's not really all that relevant to this argument, which is really more about the city council and less about cars. The cars were just sort of a background to start the discussion. The columnist city has a much smaller population and economy than the other cities did when they began devoting resources to economic development planning. Well, that could weaken a little because it creates a difference between them. It's saying, look, they have smaller population and economy, and it's much smaller. So maybe the things that are working for these other cities might not necessarily be all that helpful. So A is good enough. Again, it creates a difference between the things being compared. C, most motorists who fail to perform preventative maintenance on their cars do so for non-financial reasons. We don't actually care why people don't fix their car. So D, qualified economic development advisors generally demand higher salaries than many city councils are willing to spend. Well, that's good to know, but it doesn't really say whether or not it's wise to hire them. So cities that have earned large returns due to hiring economic advisors did not earn any returns at all in the advisor's first few years of employment. That isn't going to weaken it because our conclusion is that it's likely to have big payoff in several years. So we don't care about the first few years, we just care about several years from now. And so B is definitely the correct answer, and it attacks it by attacking the fundamental structure of the argument, which is comparisons, which can be attacked by making or pointing out differences between the things being compared. So B is our correct answer.